Translation. When the order carriers of Yamaraja, the son of the sun god, were thus forbidden, they replied, "Who are you, sirs, that have the audacity to challenge the jurisdiction of Yamaraja?"
There is Shasana. Shasana means government. Sattdhatu, as somebody can explain. Sattdhatu means ruling. Sattva. From Sattdhatu, the word has come, Shasana. There are many other words. From Sattdhatu is Shastra. And from Sattdhatu, Shastra. From Sattdhatu, Shasana. The Sanskrit words are coined from the Dhatu Bhana. So, Sattdhatu means ruling. So there is ruling. You cannot think that you are independent. There is God. If you disobey the ruling, as the government has taught, police department, and if you are still disobedient, there is military department. You cannot disobey the rulings of the God. Similarly, this government, God's government, there are so many things. Government officers, departments, rulings, don't think that there was a junk and immediately there was. No, this is not junk. It's regular government. It's like you have built a small place, a Hawaii. You have got so many government officers, rulers. And do you think such a vast, vast thing manifested and there is no ruling? Such thing. How poor thought. There is ruling. Don't think all of a sudden ruling. Any sane man can understand that things have been carried systematically. The seasonal changes, the seasonal fruits and flowers, the sunrise, the moonrise, the birth, death, old age, this is everything systematically. And that is happening by chance. Why by chance one does not live forever? There is no such chance. There is no way. You cannot say, now here is a chance the man has not died. Where is the chance? Why do you speak of nonsense? Chance. It is not chance, it is ruling. You must die. However, you are utopian, you say, now it has been. Oh, that is not. Well, that is ruling. So, the Yamaraj is in charge of ruling of the sinful. Dharmastha-sāsana. Bhagavat-pranītam. Dharma means the laws of God. It is not a sentiment, faith. I believe. You believe and not believe. What does it matter? You believe and not believe in the government laws. It must be. Similarly, the so-called philosophers, they simply I believe. Whatever you believe, that is your business. But the ruling of the Supreme Lord must go. You cannot say this. You cannot avoid. You can go on with your belief and nonsense. That is not the business. So Jawaharlal is in charge of punishing according to the gravity of sinful activity. He is meant for punishing. That is just like superintendent of police or something like that, big officer, inspector general of the police department, or the minister in charge of law and order. Everything is there, limitation. Tato Vaiman Bhutani Jahanse, the Mahadasa Jato. Where from you get this idea? That there must be a minister in charge of law. Where you get this idea? The idea that from the original government, as there is the director or the minister in charge of law, the Jamaraj is minister in charge. They say it is mythology, it is man's creation. How is this man's creation? Things are going on. This has faith is said, Chakchakchari Sushavita Sabalabraha Raja Samastha Sudamukti Asesa Kriya Jashadvaya Dharmati Sankita Palu Chakra Govindavadi Purusham Samastha. Sabita, this son, you go to our finish. So, Om Bhu Bhuvasa Prasaviti Parandam Bhagya Bhuvasa. That Savita, the son, that lesson from the son. What is that? That Chakshureva, this is God's eyes. As soon as there is sunlight, he is seeing everything. You cannot avoid his eyes. You think that nobody is here, let me steal this. No. Immediately, they got it. At night, the moon is there. There are so many witnesses, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead is also witnessing within. So he cannot escape his witnessing. He is witnessing from inside, from outside. So how will he escape your sinful activities? No, that is not possible. So, immediately things are recorded, and at the time of death, that's in the previous verse, we already studied, Vikara Sato Antara Sivaya. Antarida, the whole of the heart, the individual soul, and the super soul is there, and Jamaraj will take his order career, will take the, not the heart, but the soul. The heart and the body that is made of this material element, that will lie down. But the soul is different, there is an element. These are very, very subtle elements. And these actors, they do not know how things are going on. They are imagining, I think, it is like this. There is no value of this. I believe, I think, I conjecture. You can do that. I think that way. The government is very, very strong. Little deviation from the draw, you will punish. Little deviation. Nature's law. They are so systematically set up. They are automatically, just like the same example as you infect some disease, automatically you have to suffer from the disease. Not that somebody will come to ask you that you have infected this disease, now you have to suffer from this. No, the machine is so perfect that as you have infected this disease, this is practically you know. So all of a sudden, one gets cholera. So, The doctor says that the villains of Kavinas are absolute. So, this is why so perfect. They will be that one of my emo, my agrutriya. He cannot escape. Suppose he can eat 2 ounces, and if you eat 4 ounces, then you have to start 3 days. This is the law. Some very palatable details, now let me eat it to my satisfaction, and you will over it. Then the nature's cry is that you have to starve for 3 days. Next eating will be after 3 days. Then these are nature's law is acting. And what is this nature's law? Nature's law means a system, a machine. Just like in this war man, there is a system. You cannot violate. Hey, get to the right. Stop here. There is life. You must have to stop. And governor, never mind, you stop. This is law. You cannot say that I am governor, I have Mr. Cole and Mr. Rockefeller. Why can I stop my No, it is wrong and dark. You must stop. This is practical going on. How you can violate the needless law? It is not possible. Nature's law is so strict. Little deviation will put you into suffering. This is me. That is the one. And if you violate more and more and more, then you suffer more and more and more. This is all. You cannot escape. So that is fixed law. But as there is some exceptional cases, that's like one has committed murder. So by law, he must be hanged. By law. That is general law everywhere, all over the world, life for life. So similarly, in the God's law, there is no such thing that if you kill a human being, he will be killed, and if you kill an animal, he will be killed. That is imperfect law, man-made law. Therefore, Jesus Christ says, thou shalt not kill. No question on. They are modified. This killing means murder. Christ does not say it. Was he a fool that he committed a mistake instead of writing, thou shalt not commit murder? He has written, thou shalt not kill. Get up. Otherwise, Christ has no intelligence. He cannot use the proper word. But you are misusing the order of Lord Christ. Do you understand? You are maintaining so many slaughterhouses, and when it will be mature, there will be war, the wholesale murder. Finish. One atom bomb. Finish. You have to suffer. Don't say that innocent animals, they cannot protest. Let us kill and eat. Don't kill yours, punished. Work for accumulation of your sinful activities, and there will be war, and the America will drop on the Russia atom bomb, and Russia will be finished. Both will be finished. God now is there. It takes time. That's like even if he infects some disease, it takes time, not that immediately infects and immediately the disease is there. So, it takes a week's time or so. What is called a quarantine. Quarantine. Incubation. And from Africa, if anyone goes anywhere, they require yellow fever injection. So if you haven't got yellow fever injection, then even in the airport, there is ailment. You have to wait in the quarantine area for 6 days. You're not be allowed. So this is, as you have brought the laws and the punishment in this government, so I do think there is no punishment and there is no God. This is utopia. Don't think that. Utopia. There is God, there is this government, there are his agents, there are witnesses, and otherwise why there are different varieties of life? Different varieties of life. Why? 8,400,000 species of life. Everyone is a living being. The trees are living beings, the fishes are living beings, and the ants are living beings, the mosquitoes are living beings, and the human being also living being, the demigod also living being, the cats, dogs, everyone is living being. It is simply in different dresses. Living being. But why they are situated in different positions? According to karma, punished. So, we should be very careful. This is, this human form of life is a chance to make your choice. Whether you are wrong being punished like this in different forms of life, and whether you shall go back to home, back to God. Here it is. Manustanam sahasresu kachidhata prasiddhaye. How can many millions and millions of persons, one is intelligent enough, he can inquire, why I am suffering? Everyone is suffering, that's a fact. Only the rapture, the thing we are enjoying. Everyone is suffering. This is a place for suffering. Sukhāraṁ asāsatam. Krishna says, to have created this place. It is the place of suffering. Every moment you are suffering due to the body, due to the mind, due to the suffering imposed by other living entities, the mosquito bites, the flies will disturb you, the bugs are there, and then the dogs will bark unnecessarily. You are passing, his business is barking. This is also suffering. You don't like the next door, the dog is barking. In this way, if you are sober man, you don't want all this happening, but it is imposed. How do you think that you are being very happy? This is foolishness. It is not that this place, either Aramma Bhuvana Lokan Pranavasthina, wherever you go, you read from the Shastra, the demigods, they are supposed to be very happy in the upper planetary system. They are also not in happiness. There is fight between the demons and the demigods and so on. So on. The same politics and the prophecies and so many things. Here in a small scale, just like two boys, they fight us. You see? So they are fighting to neglect. But you are fighting till they come home. And similarly, they are fighting in the upper premises. So these things are going on. Struggle for existence, survival of the fittest. This is my theory. Here, anywhere you go, just like your America, in the richest country, do you think there is happiness, there is no fighting, there is no disease, there is no death? No, everything is there. As it is in other countries, poverty-stricken countries. So you cannot have the birth. Krishna says, birth, death, old age and disease, these are your problems. Janma-mitsu-janabhyati-dukkhu-dosa-anadarsana. Does it mean that these sufferings of birth, death, and old age and disease, there is none in America or in other moon planets? No, there is all the same. That are in greater proportion. So, there is stringent law of the material nature everywhere. and there is God behind him, behind the nature. My Atmachain, Apagati, Shirti, Saksarasram, everything is going on under the direction of the Supreme Controller. And these are officers, that's right, Jamaraj, strictly following the regulatory principles, the orders of God. So, this Ajami was, we have already described his life, cheating, rogism, and prostitute hunter, and so many things, that is his life. So he is subjected to the punishment, to be punished by the Jamaraj. So his order carriers have come to take him away. But in the meantime, the Vishnu Dutas came and asked him, no, don't touch him. Don't touch him. So they are surprised. What is this? Therefore they are asking, ke guram pratishir sadhyara dharma rajasya tatra. Who are you? Interfering with government's law. Well, it's surprising. Nobody has checked us. They said, police, if some police comes to somebody's house, everyone knows there is some business, serious business. Who will ask the police, why you are entering here? No, nobody has left. His body, this man, his soul is not entering. But why this punishment? Just to save him from so many other punishments. That is the law in Guru Samhita. That a murderer is killed, then his all sinful activities, reaction of life, finishes by that killing, by just hanging. Otherwise, next life he has to suffer so many things. So, when the king orders a murderer to be killed, it is his mercy. It is his mercy. Because he saves him from so many other entanglements. So, better king so that his sinful reaction is finished. Similarly, Jamaraja, the sinful man taking to the Jamaraja, he is put into suffering, the same principle. As a prisoner, he has to suffer for a time, 6 months or 1 year, sometimes more than that, just to atone for his sinful activity. So nobody can say, you can imagine that there is no God, there is no Jamaraj, there is no punishment, let me do. That is your fancy. But it is not the fact. Fact is, if we commit something, we must suffer from it, and there is nobody in the world who can check it. Thank you.